Okay, so we are on the bottom of Kufiyot Aleph and Beis. About one, two, three, four lines from the bottom of the page. So the Gemara is referring now back to the end of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said, the Mishnah just said above, talking about the case of the mission talks about Hayavamisha Amar Besoch Shloshim Yom Lonav Alti. So she says that it's been 30 days already, and or at least sometime within those 30 days she says that we have not yet had Tashmish. He never really did Yibam with me. So what do? So we see Kofin Oso she yachlots. So then we force him to do Chalitza if it's after Shloshim, because we trust her. Right, that she's telling the truth, because a person, you know, within Shloshim Yom, you could say he hasn't yet, they haven't yet been together. But if it's been more than 30 days, right, La'achar Shloshim Yom, Mivakshin Hemen Shiachotza, we ask him to, but we don't force him. Why? Because we don't really trust. That's been 30 days already, and after 30 days, we assume that they already had Tashmish and Shiur. So why do you still need Chalitza? Because she made herself into be usher by the things that she said, so you have to give her a chalitza. But really, make her a din. We don't really trust her. So, fine. So the Gemara says like this: Man tana da'ad tlasin yomin mukam inish hanafshe. Right, this is the svara. Right, how do we know who holds this opinion that within 30 days the person, you know, the guy holds himself back and is not yet, we trust her that she's correct, that he. Didn't yet have Tashmish. So I'm Rav Yochanan, Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. How do I know? The Sanya, Tainas Besulim Kol Shloshim Yom. Div Rav Meir, right? The Tainas Besulim means that if a couple gets married and he says, you know, I didn't, you know, Lo Matzasa Bidcha Besulim, he says, you know, we were together and I found that she didn't have Besulim. She it seems like she had Tashmish before, and she's supposed to be a Besula. So, and he said, you know, and he goes to the Bezdin, et cetera, and he makes that claim about her. So, Rabbi Meir says he has that claim all Shloshim Yom. Let's look at Rashi. So, Rashi says, Tainus Besulim, the Hafsik Suba. So, right, they say that she loses her Suba. What? Kol Shloshim Yom. The Yachaliton Loba Al Tiarata. Because he can say, meaning, why do we give him all 30 days? Because for all 30 days, we can assume that he's showing up, you know, the morning after. And saying, "Oh, I found this out today." What do you mean? You got married 30 days ago. The answer is, for the first 30 days, we still trust him that that's what happened. Rabbi Yossi Omer. So, meaning Rabbi Meir says you have 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nistera La Alter Lo Nistera Af La Achah Kamishanim. So he says. So Rabbi Yossi says no. He says if they. Were Nistra La'altar, they were together, you know, right away. They had Yichud, right away. Rashi says Nistra La'altar, who towing, right? That's what he can make the claim right away. But if he doesn't make the claim right away, we don't really trust him anymore. So, Rashi, Nistra La'altar, who towing, Vim towing La'achar Zman, Eino Naman. Then if he waits till later to make the Taina, right, to say that she wasn't a Basula, we don't trust him. Why? The Vade Meresha Baal, because for sure they were together right away, right after they got married. Umatza Basula, and realized she was a Basula and she was fine. Vishasak, he didn't say anything. Vahashta hu derasa chala. Now he's angry at her, so now he's making this claim against her. So the point is that Rabbi Yossi says you don't get 30 days. Why? Because there's an assumption that they're probably together right away, and he just waited to make his taina. Rabbi Meir says, no, for a full 30 days, we allow a person to wait to make such a claim. Why? Because the assumption is it could actually be that long that they weren't together. But even Rabbi Meir agrees that after Shloshim Yom we're not going to listen anymore. Why? Because there's an assumption that within after 30 days they already must have been together. So where does this take us back to our Mishnah? That in our Mishnah when we say we give her 30 days within 30 days she's trusted to say no, we really weren't together yet. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Amar Afila Temer Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi says, the truth is, you don't have to say that our case is only, you know, that this idea of being trusted within 30 days is only Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Yossi said, you know, he really needs to make that claim right away. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hasam ela ba risaso the geisba. I mean, this claim that they were probably together right away, that's by the woman who she was already in Rus to him. Meaning, this is the woman that he's chosen to marry. The woman he's chosen to marry, he has a lot of interest in her. He's very, very drawn to her. That's why they're getting married, right? Aval ish is achiv, but his sister-in-law, right? Mivzaz bazis mina, right? So, but the sister-in-law, so this can be uncomfortable. So it's not such a comfortable thing. But the point is that Mivaz buzzes. He feels uncomfortable. Look at Rashi. Mivaz buzzes. Boshe mena. Right? He can feel uncomfortable. He's supposed to do this. This is what the mitzvah is, etc. But it's an uncomfortable thing. And so maybe even Rabbi Yossi holds up by a regular marriage or a typical marriage. Within typically doesn't give you 30 days. He says you have to have this expectation that happened probably right away. Nevertheless, when it comes to a Yibum case, maybe even there, Rabbi Yossi would agree, give him 30 days to assume that it happened or not, because it's going to take a little longer for him to get used to each other. So Gemara says, fine. But if that's true, Ashe Kofano, so Lachlos Nichpenel Yibum. Gemara says, okay, but why do we say Ashe Kofano, so Lachlos? Why does he have to give Chalitza? If you really trust her that they haven't had Tashmish, so then just say to him, do Yibum, right? They haven't had anything yet, right? So answer the Gemara, Amarav. No, the case here is not a case where everything's been fine and she just says, you know, we just didn't have Yibum yet. The case is that she already has a get in her hand. Right? She already has a get in her hand. Look at Rashi, Bishagita Yotza, Shanasan La Get. He gave her a get, Vesakadaidach get gumor libiyasu. And we assume that the get here is the get gumor, meaning that the scenario is she has a get. She has a get. Why do you have a get? She has a get because they were already together. Right, which made them married now. And how do you get out of Yibum? You get out of advocates. If she already did Yibum, the way you get out is through a get, right? That's through a, because they're already married. So the reason we force them to get to do Chalitza is when there's really been a get already also. And we're just forcing a Chalitza also. Okay. So that's the Gemara Meisve. They bring a contradiction to this concept. Yevama sha'am rebesoch shloshim yom lo nevalti. Right, a Yevama who says within 30 days of this new marriage, we never were together. Bein shu omer ba'alti, bein shu omer lo ba'alti, whether he says we were together or we weren't together, kofin oso, shiachotza, we force him to do chalitza with her. La'achar shloshim yom, if it's more than 30 days, mevakshin henemen shiachotza, so then we just request that he gives her a get, right? He omeres niv'alti, if she says we were together, v'hu omer lo ba'alti, and he says, no, I didn't, he says, harezeh, yotzi beget. So then he should give her a get. Hu omer ba'alti v'hi omeres lo nevalti. He says we were together, and she says no, we weren't. Afa pisha chazer v'amar lo ba'alti. Even though afterwards he says we weren't together, tzarich get v'chalitza. So then in that scenario, you need both a get and you need chalitza. So look at Rashi. Hi omeres nevalti la'achar shloshim kai. This is a case of after 30 days, right? So she says we were together. So what happens? Yotzi beget. He has to give her a get. Im bala hotzia. Daya beget, right? If she claims that they had tashmish, so all he has to give is a get, right? Why? The hine menes, the kulei hai lo mokim, right? Meaning, she says, we were together, and so we make him give her a get. It's fine, because, they did yibum, so all they need is a get. But what about the scenario where there's a dispute there about what they did? So we said, tricha get, in which case, sorry, here marries the Baalti, who Omer lo Baalti, how is the Yotzi beget? Right? Who Omer Baalti, he marries lo Baalti, Afa Pisha Chazer Baamar lo Baalti, Tzarech get Bechalitza. So this is the case now. What happens if he says, again, so he says we were together, and she says we weren't together. So even though he then changes and says we weren't together, so now they're sort of both on the same page, that they never had Tashmish. She needs to get in chalitza. So look at Rashi. Tzricha get lebiyaso. Mishum de amar ba'alti. So why in that scenario, why do they need a get? So they need a get because he said we were together. So there he needs a get for that reason. La'achar shloshim yom ihu meheman. It's been 30 days already, more than 30 days. So he's trusted and he says ba'alti, right? But she also needs a chalitza. Why? Mishum dehi shavitz la nafshachadi chadi isura. right? She made herself into, right, this language of, you explained before, I think, right? You know, the person can make themselves usser by their claim. Sometimes a person claims something, and even though, let's say, we if you're asking us objectively, we'll tell you that what the statement is not correct. But once the person says it about themselves, we take it seriously. So when she says, we were never together. So her saying they were never together means that she needs a chalitza, by definition, right? Even though he says ba'alti, and it's been more than 30 days, and we really assume that they must have been together already, it doesn't matter. She says we weren't, so then for right, her own account, she requires a chalitza. So even though in that case you give her a get, you have to give her a chalitza also. But what's the point? The point is the following, says Rashi, get. The fact that we require a get, mechalal, the be'in la get askinan. Right, the case must be, right, I thought our case was originally, she got a get already. Right, the point was she had a get already, right? And what's happening? We say, we require chalitza, to be machmir. And meaning rather than, because our original question is, why not just give them, force them to do yibum, right? She said, oh, the case must be she already has a get. She already has a get. The other case clearly is a case where she doesn't already have a get. So again, we kind of brings her back to the same question about my katani resha kofen lachlots nichfin and the yibum. So the same question: why are we still forcing chalitza, force yibum? Or to encourage him to the yibum, why are we forcing chalitza?
The premise is, I guess, we equate the brisa to our mishnah. Really, the original question.
They're not the same. Correct, right. Correct. They're not the same.
The
right, the point being, but the brisa is the same exact cases.
So
must be. We're talking about the same cases. I mean, exactly. Right? We saw this before when we were searching out, cases. We said, must be whatever's in this case is the same in that case, right? So, fine. So basically, our question comes back. Why didn't we just say force him to yibum? Why force him to give it to do chalitza? Clearly, it seems that she hasn't already been given again. So I'm Rabbi Abi. So Abba Rabbi Ami tzricha chalitza im gita. So he says no. When we said tzricha chalitza, we meant im gita, right? Meaning that is what we mean. Look at Rashi. I'm Rabbi Ami. Look at Rashi. La olam b'shagita biyada. No, the case is, it still is the case. The case is that we give a get. We assume the get's been given already. Vahachika Amar, what does it mean when it says Tzricha Chalitza? When it says Tzricha Chalitza, it means she needs a Chalitza with her get. Meaning, you're saying, why not tell her
don't do Yibum, because you're the same thing, we still have all seven.
It's still the same thing. We're still, and they say, you're right, but that's what it's referring to. It was always referring that way. And the language of Tzricha Chalitza means Chalitza with get. With a get, that's what it always means. So that's what the language means. All right, right? Even though we're talking about the case of we don't force, but we're asking, right? But even though she goes ahead and says, we were together, even though he says we were together, maybe I should force him. Since he was agreed that they really weren't together, that doesn't have to do chalitza, but we wouldn't force him. The point is that our braisa that we're trying to bring as a proof is not such a great proof. Because the truth is, even in our braisa, what he said, Tzricha Chalitza, Tzricha Chalitza means Chalitza after the get. That's what it always means. So we're referring to scenarios where we're really relying on the fact that he said we were together, even though he changes his story afterwards. Doesn't make a difference. That's what we assume. So that's one answer. One answer is your braisa, which you brought as your proof, is not really a proof. Because that case really was, even the case of giving chalitza, was chalitza with a get. Fine. So Rav Ashi says a different shot. Rav Ashi Amar, hasam get lezikaso, hacha get lebiyaso. Says that the braises are not the same. But you want to bring, the whole premise of the question is, this braisa says that he didn't have a get yet, so presumably in our Mishnah also she didn't have a get yet. And the answer is not necessarily. Ravashi Amar, look at Rashi. La'olam tricha get acher. Levad get harisha. No, what we're talking about here is you really need a second get, right, after the first get. Right? The hasam get la zika. So the first get was just because of the original zika. Right? We talked about many, many moons ago that sometimes you'd have a scenario where a woman had a zika, right? There was she had a yavam, and the yavam, instead of doing chalitza, would give her a get. And then we talk about, after you give a get, you have to do a chalitza afterwards, and all different things. But the get also answers her, right? The get had some power, even before she got a chalitza, right? So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about giving a second get. the hasam get lezika. So v'nifsala alaf, right? Giving the get, even when she's just a yavama to him, they hadn't done anything, makes her psul to him. Lefigach lo nachpina liyibam. And that's why, in that case, meaning our Mishnah is saying, right, she's going to need a second get, that's true. But then why don't we force her to get to do yibam? The answer is because he already gave her a get. He gave her an initial get when they were first yavam and yavama, right? We don't force him to yibam. V'kevan da amar ba'alti. But since he says, we have tashmish, then tzricha get lebiyaso. Now he needs a second get to give for the bia that they had. The yesh bia achar get, because if you have a bia achar get, it does enough to maybe you should do it, but it does enough to require him to give a new get. But so that's that just again a different pshat in the Mishnah explaining why we're requiring them to do chalitza and not to yibam. So one answer is our brisa here was really talking about get and a chalitza also, a get, a chalitza after a get, and therefore that you want to compare the two cases. That's what our Mishnah is talking about also. And the other pshat is no, you're right. This brisa was talking about regular do chalitza. Doesn't say that there was a necessity for get and chalitza in that case. But our brisa was talking about a unique case where he had already given her a get once they were when they were just had a zika, and that's why we don't force him to yibam because he can't. So we just say do get and chalitza. Okay, fine.
I guess what's really going on here? Like, what's the rationale? Is it he's just trying to get out of chalitza? Like, in other words, what does she get by? I see, like, Rashi obviously
when she makes shetaina,
right?
In the first place, like our Mishnah, you think what's happening in the Mishnah?
I get that
she's not doing it on purpose necessarily.
Right, but it must be that
she's complaining.
But like, to what end? In other words, why would she make that up? Other than maybe he just wants to get out of chalitza as opposed to just giving a get, right?
Why would she make it up? Meaning, the reason if she's not making it up, she's making the taina because she wants to get him to give her a chalitza so she can go free.
She wants to be able to get married to somebody.
Right.
But she's ushering herself here.
Right.
Like he's...
Well, we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to talk about a situation of the concern for women who would have their eyes on somebody else and make tainas to get their husbands to be forced to give them gittin or a chalitza. And that makes a difference. So maybe that'll get to your question. So keep on going for 1 second. So Hanu, Shnehem Modim. What happens if both of them agree? Look at Rashi says Shnehem Modim Shalom Nivala Umikara Amar Baalti. So originally they said we were together, and now they both actually agree. They admit that they were never together. Okay. And what happens? They also came to Rava, and they came to Rava. So they came to Rava, and they said originally they had Taina. They said we had Tashmish. Now they said we never did. So Amalahu Rava. He said, give her a chalitza so she can go free. So Amalei Rav Shravya LaRava. So Rav Shravya said to Rava, V'hatanya tzricha get v'chalitza. In fact, you need both. What do you mean? He said, right? They said, we had tashmish, and now they're saying they didn't. So how are you going to give him just a chalitza? They made a taina that they were together, in which case you should need a get, right? Shaviva l'anafshi chaticha disura. So Amalei Itanya Tanya. He says, okay, you're right. If that's what it says, if there's a brisa like that, meaning he said, I didn't see the brisa, I guess. Right? So if there's really a brisa like that, then that will be our then you're right. I retract. I change my opinion. Fine. So Bamine Hon Vered the Rav Nachman made Rav Nachman. Hon, the son of Rav Nachman, said to asked his father Rav Nachman, Sarasa Mahu. It's a good kasha, right? So what's the status of the sister of the co-wife? Right? The co-wife. The guy comes and does yibam. She says, "Gevaldik." They have a ceremony, do mimer the whole story, right? And he leaves. She leaves. She doesn't wait to check did they have tashmish or not. But they got married. It's over, right? And now the woman comes back and says, "We never had tashmish. I never did yibam." So in which case, that sarah should be a surah to the whole world still, right? So what happens to her? So amalei v'chim yipnei anu kofin u'mavakshin. So he said back and said, look, we have to deal with what we have to deal with over here because of the fact that they're making tainas. Meaning, it sounds like they're making these arguments, so we're forced, right, to force him and to require him and ask him, etc. But that doesn't change her status. Her status was that she was already free to go. And because of the status change, or the, I wouldn't say status change, the actions that we now require of them, that doesn't forbid the tzara. So what does that mean, though? It means that we don't necessarily believe that all these comments are necessarily the truth, right? But they're not necessarily the truth. In which case, we can, you know, we have to say to him, look, do a chalitza now. She made this tiny, you got to do a chalitza. Or you made this tiny that you were together, so you have to give a get, etc. But that doesn't mean that we actually believe it to be the true thing. Because if it was that we believed it to be true, what would we say? She would be a surah, right? Presumably. So the point is that we, you know, the fact that they're making tainas, that doesn't mean anything. The implication might be, I don't know, I didn't see this anywhere, but the implication might be that if she was actually, but look at Rashi. Because she said about herself that she's forbidden, right? The Yavama, Nesra Tsarasa, Vade Lo Mitzra, the Chazaka, Hakones, Esaisha, Bola La Alta, right? It's a Chazaka. They got married. They got married, we assume they were together. So we don't uproot that Chazaka just because she makes this time. So we have to deal with her. It's fascinating, right? You have like two halachic realities happening at the same time, which contradict each other, but we still deal with them as separate things. Okay. Next case, Hanudar Nonderes Hana. Right, so this is the case where the woman had taken a neder, and she's not going to get hana from the Yavama while her husband was still alive. So she basically said she's not going to get hana from him. So what do we do? So we force the Yavam to give her a chalitza. So Tanan Hasam, the Rishona Hayu Omrim Shalosh Nashim Yotzos Fenoslos Ksuba. They used to say there are three women who would leave the marriage, but they would not forfeit their ksuba. Right. So the times when women have to leave the marriage because they did something wrong, and then they lose their ksuba if they violated the terms of the marriage. But if there's three scenarios of women who are they have to leave the marriage, but they get to keep their ksuba. Who are those women? Ha'ameres Temeya Ani Lacha. Right. A woman who is married to a kohen, says Rashi. Right. And she says, look, Rashi's Aishas Kohen Sha'amar Labaila Nenasti. Right, she was Khalila, she was raped. The Itzra Ale, Uksubas Lamitsida, it's not her fault. Something happened against her will. Nevertheless, when it comes to a Kohen only, in that scenario, she becomes forbidden to him. So that woman, she says Tamei Ani, so she has to leave the marriage, but she gets her ksuba. Hashamayim Beini LeBeinecha, a woman who says, heaven is between you and me, meaning Rashi says, Goloi V'yadu Lefanov. It's clear to you that you can't physically be together with me. No one can say that. She says, but I know that we're not able to be together. So whatever the argument is, some of the Rishonim say it means that you know that they're not able to have children, or not able. You know, there's something that's going on here that she knows that, and only she knows, right? That this marriage is not working physically, right? They're not able to have a sexual relationship. So she makes that claim again. So she can state it because she's the only one who knows. So she leaves, but she doesn't lose her ksuba. Netula ani mina yehudim. But and then the third is a woman who says, I am, you know, separated from Jews. Right? Rashi says nadrahi shaloti bala yehudim. She took a neder that she's not allowed to have tashrus with any Jewish person. And Rashi says mina asra nafsha akulei alma, since she forbids herself to everybody. Shema mina tashmish kashala. The reason she said it must be because maybe she's you know, that tashrus is it's painful and difficult for her. Vanusahi. And it's not her fault. It's something that she didn't want. The figach tells ksubasa. So basically, it's a scenario, you know, a scenario where she's refusing her husband physically. So in that case, we say, and she says, "Look, I took a neder that I can't be with any man. So that must be that there's something, you know, physically wrong with her that she's not able to, and that's why she has to leave the marriage. But she does not have to lose out on her ksuba." Then they changed to say, Shalote Isha no tennis a nebe acher, umilkal kelas albaila. But then they said, well, if these women could just take it, you know, you know that I took a neder from everybody in the world. And then she's forced to get divorced. Right? So she's going to find women who are going to make these tennis, and they're going to end up getting, you know, we're going to force them to get divorced. So she can go marry somebody else. So Ella, what do we say? Halmeris Tamea ani lacha, Taviraya, Lidvarev. She says, I was Tamea with some other man. We say, bring a proof. We actually don't trust you. Unless you bring a proof. Hashamayim b'ni v'le'necha, the heavens between you and me, yasu derech bakasha. So we say, maybe you should try to find some way to get him to be together with you. Right? Netula ani mina yehudim, and if she says, I took a neder to be separate from all Jewish men, yafer chelko, the husband can do hafaras nedarim for him. Umisham shiso, utein netula mina yehudim. Right? So fine, you can be yasu to everybody else, but not to your husband. So she can, we allow her to do a faras nedarim so that she's forbidden to everybody else, but to her husband, she remains permitted. So we're going to ask Akasha based on this, but we'll do that starting tomorrow.